Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me over the phone, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How's things in Radio Land?
Oh, always great. Always doing very, very well. So, Sheriff, we need to talk about some really important things. You know, this time of the year, we talk a lot about helping out your neighbors and helping out the elderly family members that you have in the regards of, you know, keeping up with the snow that needs to be shoveled or just checking on them in general. But there are some other really important things that we need to keep up with them as well.
You know, yes, and I think it's great, the community we live in. We are very good at taking care of our neighbor with those needs like that, the snow and things. But also, there are other issues. I'm working on a new scam. I had a lady call me yesterday. She was called from a very professional-sounding person with a caller ID that said they were from Publishers Clearinghouse out of New York, and the message, she let it go to voicemail. The message said that she was the second price winner of the Publishers Clearinghouse, gave her a PIN number to call back, and she didn't call back because she knew that she should get this checked out. So I started checking this out for her. And so there is a scam, and it is the second place prize winner. They'll tell you you're the second place prize winner, and then the way the scam works is they'll leave you a number to call back. If you call it, I called it all day yesterday, never got a hold of anybody. You get a computer-generated voice that says, thank you for calling Publishers Clearinghouse. Leave a message, you know, and I can't think that Publishers Clearinghouse would have a voicemail like that, no one there to answer.
Right.
So I called it all day, never got a call back. I left my number. They never called me back. But it's what the scam says they do is they'll leave you that, and then they'll call you to kind of convince you that they're professional. They'll call you a few days later hoping that you answer. And then it's one of those deals where they're going to say, look, to verify that you are who you say you are, send us a gift card from Walmart. And they'll get you to start sending little things back to them like that. But it's one of those deals. You got to do something to win something, and that's not legit every time that happens. It's never legitimate. So be on the lookout for that one. I've gotten a lot with the IRS scam that my Social Security is on hold and that I need to do something, and they're going to arrest me if I don't. That one's going around a lot right now, and it just seems like they're getting better at what they do. They're getting more convincing. So be very cautious. Now, with that said, I also had somebody call me and say, hey, I got a letter from the IRS that it sounded like, from the information that I had, it sounded like that it was the threatening, we're going to arrest you if you don't pay us money thing. They didn't look at it. They just assumed that's what it was. It was their stimulus check, and they threw it away.
Oh, no.
So you have to be careful. Make sure you look at things. Make sure you check it out before you just assume it's a scam. But be very leery. They're getting to be pretty convincing with their scams these days. And they prey on elderly a lot of times. And, you know, it's heartbreaking, and they're not even around. We try to trace them out. It could show a number from New York or even from Castledale or Price, but it's a spoofed number, and they're in Dubai or somewhere. They're not even in our country. So,
right. And, you know, Sheriff, when it comes to keeping our neighbors and our friends and our family members updated on these scams when we hear about them, that right there could make the difference of whether or not they fall victim. Because if they're unaware that these are actual scams, they're going to, you know, unfortunately, believe these people for a little bit. But if we can keep them updated and say, hey, by the way, just to let you know, this is a scam that is going around. So if you get a call like this, instantly shut it down.
Yep, that I agree wholeheartedly. Information is key. And just, we live in a world where you just can't be very trusting and guard your personal information, because a lot of times they're fishing for your Social Security number or your info so they can scam you even further or steal your identity.
For sure.
So it's just, it's a crazy thing, but that's the latest one that I'm working on right now, and it was new to me, so I thought it would be a good day to put that out.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, I appreciate you always calling in and giving us an update. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, just drive carefully. You know, I think we're in they say there's an atmospheric stream, which is cool to a weather nerd like me. So it looks like we're going to see a series of storms about every other day or so in our happy little neck of the woods. So just be careful. The roads, you know, they'll be a little bit slippery when it snows overnight, and take extra time and get there safe and sound.
For sure. You know, I was late for work this morning, but I knew that was going to happen. I even left early. But on days like this, that's just kind of something that you have to expect. So most of the time, our bosses, the business owners in our community, they're going to be understanding when it comes to bad weather like this. But, you know, just don't rush. That's the key.
Exactly. Don't rush. And, you know, truthfully, they're probably going to be late too.
Right. Exactly.
So it's okay.
Well, Sheriff, again, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.